It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
A few weeks ago, I saw this incredibly heartwarming video with grandparents and their grandchildren talking about a trend that is happening right now on social media featuring surprise family sleepovers. Karen and Wayne Gamble have 7 grandkids, and their bond with them is very strong. During the holidays, to surprise their Nana and Grandpa, Brooke and Taylor, along with 5 other siblings and a cousin, knocked on the Gambles' door with their jammies, pillows, snacks, and games, and shared the video with what turned out to be millions of viewers. Karen and Wayne were totally caught off guard when Luke, Nevin, Brooke, Brand, Matthew, Taylor, and cousin Tori came through that door. And this took planning, by the way. To make sure Karen and Wayne were home that night, Tori's mom invited the couple over for dinner. And then when the kids showed up, you can hear Karen in the background asking about their original plan and whether or not it was going to happen. It was just a way to keep everyone in one place so that they could have the surprise moment. And since then, more and more people are reconnecting with their grandparents and surprising them with sleepover visits, which I think is pretty amazing. And so I had to get them on the podcast because this is a perfect Dean's List interview. Please welcome Wayne and Karen Gamble with 2 of their 7 grandkids, Taylor Gamble and Brooke Courtney, to the Janice Dean podcast. Okay, so let's start off with Karen and Wayne, the grandparents. Karen, you go by Nana?
Correct.
Okay. So what did you think? What came to your mind when all of a sudden your grandkids come into your home and say, "We're having a sleepover"? Karen, tell me.
Well, it was the most unexpected surprise that we've ever had. And it took me a moment to collect my thoughts when I saw them all come piling in with all their gear that they brought with them. But it filled our hearts so much that it was beyond words in the beginning. So it just kind of brought it all back from all the sleepovers that we've had with them over the years. So for them to give up their time and to want to spend that night with us was beyond words.
Oh, Wayne, how many grandkids do you have, Wayne?
7.
Oh, God bless. And what was going through your mind?
I thought it was going to be a long night.
And was it a long night?
It was 2 a.m. before we went to bed.
Oh, that kind of long night. You knew that you were going to be up until early in the morning with everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll all get together.
Aw. Brooke, tell me, who came up with this great idea?
I actually brought the idea to the group chat. I had seen on TikTok another family do it. And I showed my mom first when we were shopping in Kohl's, and she immediately started crying in Kohl's. She was like, "Oh my gosh, Nana and Granddad would love that so much." Aww. And then she said, "You have to show Aunt Kelly." So I waited until we got in the car to show my aunt, and she started crying too. That's when we knew instantly we had to do it.
Yeah.
So I sent it to my cousin group chat, and we planned it out within minutes.
Well, I love that you seem to be a very close-knit group of grandkids and aunts and uncles. Taylor, I mean, is that true? You feel like you've always been a close-knit group?
Oh, yeah. We've been like this forever, and we always will. We're all just so lucky to have each other, and especially, now that we're older and some of us don't live together, I think we all have really learned how much more we all mean to each other, and take that with us when we're planning time to be together. And yeah. Mm.
Now, Karen, this was something that you did when the grandkids were little, right? It was pretty normal to have them been dropped off.
Yes. And just let me say, Janice, that our bond with these 7 began early because I was able to be in the delivery room with them, give them their first baths, do their footprints in their baby book. So we knew back then that our bond for them was going to be one that would last for the rest of our lives.
Now, does everyone live close together, Wayne?
No, we got them scattered all over now. Taylor's in Chicago.
Yeah.
Well, Brooke goes, she's close, but she goes to school in Youngstown University. Mm-hmm. And Matthew's in
Athens,
Ohio U. Branson, Ohio State.
Taylor,
and Tori's at
Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah, she graduated from Cleveland State, getting her master's down there.
Wow. You guys must be so proud. I mean, you know, I saw your video on Fox and Friends when you were talking about this, and it just, you know, warms my heart and made me also realize that we need to do more of this. We need to have grandparents, if they're still alive, very present in our lives. You know, unfortunately, some of us realize it's too late. And that's when the message should get even stronger, Brooke. So when you realize that this is something you guys have to do, I mean, did you realize it was going to make such a big impact?
I think we did. Yeah. We had our like ideas of like how they would react. We knew Nana would cry. We knew Dad would make a joke. Like if we could have bet money or like bet how they would react, we would have won because we knew that's how Nana would react.
Mm-hmm. And Taylor, tell me about growing up, you know, having your grandparents close by.
I mean, we're the luckiest grandkids in the world. I know, you know, just growing up and having other friends, it's something that you realize is special and not everybody gets. So, you know, we're just super lucky. And even now we all still make big efforts to see each other because we know how lucky we are.
Who was filming it?
I was, Brooke.
Okay. And then you posted it on social media, yes?
No, my cousin Tori posted the video.
Okay. And then what happened? It just kept getting passed along and viewed millions of times?
You're basically, yeah, Tori posted the TikTok, and then like a few hours later, we had a couple thousand likes, and then like millions of likes, and then like people were like duetting it and reacting to it. People were like reposting it. It was kind of crazy.
Do you remember some of the comments that kind of stuck in your mind?
A lot of people kept saying like, treasure this time with your grandparents. Like, I wish I could have done this with my grandparents. People were like, my grandparents would have loved this, but I don't have like that opportunity anymore. It was a lot of people like wishing that they could do this and to like enjoy this while we can.
Mm-hmm. Karen, what do you tell grandparents that want to reconnect with their family?
I would just like to advise the grandchildren, first of all, that they need to reach out to their grandparents, keep that connection. Grandparents, plan as many activities as you can, keep them close in your heart. I tell the children that are out there to text them, you know, FaceTime them. Reach out to them, ask them to take you out for supper, which was what we do with ours. Make traditions with them. We have some traditions with our seven so that they know that's our time with them and without any other adults around. You know, don't, when they reach out to you or you reach out to them and you need some help technically with your digital issues now, to laugh with them and not at them and just be there, you know, not that then you're going to be supporting of them whatever they need.
Mm-hmm. And Wayne, what do you say? What keeps you connected?
Yeah, just keeping close to your heart and grandkids. We're lucky. Ours are all turned out real good, but you hear some other stories that they don't turn out quite as good as ours have. Mm-hmm. And I feel sorry for those people that don't have the connection with their grandkid as we do. Mm-hmm. I just wish everybody had it as good as we do.
Mm. Tell me some of the things that you guys did together, Karen.
Oh, my goodness. Going back all these years. Well, sleepovers pretty much every weekend. We had tea parties. We had treasure hunts. We took girls trips to New York City. We did gadabout grandparent bus trips with the kids. Went to all their sporting events. Another time sleeping over. Mm. Just being with them as much as we possibly can, because, you know, that gift that they gave us that night, it came without a price tag. So that made it even more experience for us because it came right from their hearts. Mm-hmm. You know, that didn't cost a dime, but it meant the world to us. And if other grandchildren could realize how our hearts were filled so full of love that night, they would, I'd say, definitely make that sleepover happen.
Yeah. Brooke, you tell me, what would you tell, you know, young adults your age that wouldn't think about doing something like this? How would you convince them?
That time is precious and you don't really know what's going to happen next. So you have to enjoy the time while you have it. Enjoy being around family and don't take it for granted.
Mm. Gosh. Oh, Taylor, what do you say?
Oh, I just echo everything that Brooke just said. You know, always go for it. You'll never regret time spent with family.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be a big gesture. It can just be a text or a phone call to, you know, get you on that right path. Right, Karen?
That's absolutely right. And that's what they do now that they're off to college. And, you know, you still keep the connection by those methods because it takes some creativity. But it just means the world to us, and I know it does to them as well. But it takes a little bit of effort to keep that, you know, that connection going, and to relive those memories from years ago and to make new memories with them. It can only be a phone call, but it just means the world. There's nothing better than, like, when they were young, that phone call that would come to us, Nana and Granddad, can we come and spend the night tonight? That just made our, we'd never tell them no. And, you know, for all the years that we've spent time with these children, because of the wonderful teaching from their parents, Adam and Kelly and Kevin and Nikki, their values are so high. You know, they've been taught kindness and love and respect. So I can't remember a time ever in all these times that we've spent with these kids that they've ever needed to be scolded or disciplined. I mean, they just are the best kids in the world. And I credit their parents for the upbringing that they've had.
That's awesome. And we'll be back with more of the Janice Dean podcast right after this.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Wayne, how did you meet your bride, Karen?
In high school.
Wow. How did that work out? I mean, was it love at first sight? Did you have to kind of do some work?
Well, she lived back a long driveway, and I didn't want to drive back and get my car dirty. I waited until they moved closer to the road. Then we kind of took off after graduation.
Oh.
And been together since.
You've been together since.
For yes. 55, going on 56 years.
Wow. Karen, what was it about Wayne that swept you off your feet?
He was just such a good all-around guy. He just had a good upbringing. His family was a wonderful family that he came from. And I could imagine my life with him. And it took me a little convincing to let him come along for the ride. It was all worth it.
What do you tell, people of a certain age that are looking at life and saying, maybe I'm too old to do that? What do you tell them?
Gosh, you're never too old to try new things, you know, new opportunities, new ways to grow and different ways too. Life is an adventure and it's worth all the effort that you put into it. And you gain so much from everything that you can achieve in your lifetime.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things did you instill in your kids growing up when you were raising them, Wayne? What was a big kind of message that you gave them?
I guess if you start something, finish it. Even if you don't like it, at least do it through that quarter of school or whatever. And then after that, you could do something else. Just, I guess, like one of my grandkids had trouble hugging, and I told her that someday I won't be here, and you're going to miss that.
Mm.
So now I get a hug from everybody, and I got some other kids that call us Granddad and Nana, too, that just kind of picked up on their love and pass it, you know, through them back to us again.
Brooke, how did you communicate with your grandparents when we were going through COVID? Did you do it through a lot of FaceTime and phone calls?
Yeah, we would FaceTime a lot. Like one day all of us like girls did like a spa thing. We did like facials and we all FaceTimed on the camera and did that. And there were times when we would, because since we all were like home during COVID, and when we're home, we live within like, I live 3 minutes from them. Taylor's family lives like 10. So we're all very close and we're all home. So we would come and like stand on the back porch if it was okay. Mm. But a lot of times it was like texting and FaceTiming.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember, Taylor, the first time you were able to go in and give your grandparents big hugs?
Oh, yeah, I sure do. I think I have a picture of the first time I got to give Granddad a kiss on the cheek again.
Oh, I know. I have a picture myself of my mom who lives in Canada. You know, we didn't see her for 2 years. And I have that picture when she first saw her grandkids. It brings tears to my eyes. And I'm so grateful, you know, that we had that. And I think as adults, it's our responsibility as well. I'm sure Brooke and Taylor, like your parents, are very encouraging of you having relationships with your grandparents.
Yes, very.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's really important. Karen Wayne Brooke Taylor. I love this story. I hope people will hear this and that they will contact, you know, it doesn't have to be a grandparent. If you don't have your grandparents, it can be an aunt or an uncle or someone you haven't talked to in a while. And I think it is the essence of who we are as humans. We have to be connected and this now more than ever, you know, when there's so much going on and the news can be really tough to bear sometimes, you know, to see a beautiful video like yours of all your grandkids coming in and saying, let's have a sleepover. I mean, it, you know, it spreads sunshine.
Well, yes, it is. Certainly made the night for us. And like I said earlier, this didn't cost a penny for them to do that for us, but the experience was priceless and something we'll never, ever forget. But they are so good to us and they do reach out to us. And it's a two-way street, you know, grandparenting. Yes. It's something you choose, how you want to travel that road. And we knew from the very beginning that we would want to maintain that closeness and let these kids know that we'll be here for them forever, no matter what the circumstance. And we want to be there for them forever.
Mm. And it's never too late. You know, it's never too late to make that phone call. It might surprise you.
Yeah, I just so wish that everybody had the experience that we've had with our seven. I call them our seven greatest blessings, and that's truly what they are. And they just lift our hearts up so much. We love being around them, watching them achieve their goals as they lead themselves into adulthood and become successful. And it's just heartwarming to sit back and watch this all happen now that they've become young adults. And the journey that we're getting to take them now is taking on a whole new level. And we get to cheer them on from the sidelines now, watching them achieve their really huge goals that they all have. And kudos to their parents for the upbringing they gave to them and for allowing us to be that big part in these children's lives, because they just mean the world to us.
Mm. Such an important message. Thank you so much. Brooke and Taylor, thank you for doing this and spreading the message across social media and all of our hearts. It was you made a big impact on me. And certainly I showed my kids. And, you know, I think we as parents have to encourage this kind of behavior as well, you know, to really appreciate the people that we have in our lives that are still with us. So thank you for doing that. And I appreciate all of you today. And thanks for spreading that sunshine.
And just a final message to all those grandparents out there. It's never too late to start that connection if you haven't from the beginning, as we have. And the same with the grandchildren out there. There's nothing more valuable than that grandparent-grandchild bond. And it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. I see it with my kids and my mom. It's hard to explain, but I'm hopeful and I'm prayerful that they know how important that is, that they've got their grandma. And so thank you for reminding us of the importance of that. And God bless you all.
Definitely have that sleepover.
Yes. Well, she's in Canada, but she does come stay with us for several weeks during the winter. And then the summertime we go see her. So there are plenty of sleepovers and, you know, God willing, more to come. So thank you all for...
We hope the same for you. Yes, that's wonderful.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Aw, thanks, Brooke Taylor, Karen, and Wayne. What a beautiful story.
God bless you.
Thanks again to Karen, Wayne, Taylor, and Brooke for coming on today to talk about their awesome surprise sleepover, and hopefully they will inspire others to make plans to get together with someone special in their lives. Spending time with them, of course, which is the most precious thing we have when it comes to our family. Thank you to all of my listeners. If you have someone you think should make the Dean's List, let me know at Janice Dean on Twitter or Janice Dean FNC on Instagram. Or you can rate this podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or at foxnewspodcast.com. Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.